no modelo con il mio doglione.
Sommaggi che tanto ci sono,
ma c'è
giù bordo da ne c'è sui ci. Tali e ci
giudi del solonge,
androno pesce
sogge dopo l'ascio.
Sommaggi che tanto
ci sono, ma
c'è giù bordo da ne c'è sui ci.
Tali e ci giudi del solonge,
androno pesce sogge dopo l'ascio. Kyo sanna jiye kyo ta tsu jiye kyo namun Dane shab su chi dakhe ki ki ji bi su nam chi Nola pe shi sa ji du par shi Ola su ma shi na ki ta da nyan bi sen ye tam ji ji tuyen do Toja la na me pa yan da ba zu bi sa ji ji kumbarun bi shi kene ji topra shi agu Te tobra shewi, che to, hambi chwe rumbu chi sen, hambi kulung shan yu chi sem chi, se sembe go ni semba rishyam.
Let us cultivate the altruistic motivation, seeking complete enlightenment for the sake of liberating infinite, kind, mother sentient beings. With that kind of bodhicitta motivation that we should all participate in this teaching.
Honest. Ta ngaran de chamalo sinje gusin yin che ne chamalo ke debo de kibo ha ya ga ki mat da an dunghe ta ane me de bi dunghe ta ane ra la de me pin bi ritun zun de ki so kan yo ma ra bas
We and all other sentient beings, down to the smallest insects, we are all seeking peace and happiness, and we do not wish for any kind of pain and problem.
Oh, something that rang tan rwa mi on chevena, ani. Rāng lā mūgūyā ka mūndūyā pē rītān tsāmalu tā pē nā tsāwa tā tē dūngī tā dūngī māngbō jī yungūyā rōs pē nā jīwē dūngī dūngī jī dūngī anī chābāndu jī dūngī tā tērī jī dūngī māngbō jī tū tā tā yungūyā rē tā rāng lā mūgūyā pē dēbō tā jīwē tā 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 yungūyā kī mā tā yungū mūndū wās tēng āzō hā kōkā rō wās
As we look at our own human existence and our lives, which relatively speaking is a much better kind of life in secret existence, we encounter many more pains and problems in our lives as human beings. Then we find peace and happiness and the goodness that we are seeking. When we look at all kinds of human problems that we go through, they can all be categorized within the three types of misery or suffering that we talk about in the Buddhist literature. One is the suffering of suffering or suffering of misery. Such as all kinds of sicknesses that we experience. Another is the suffering of change. And another kind of suffering is the pervasive suffering. So when we look at these three broad categories of suffering, we experience all of them in our life, but we find it much harder to find or experience peace, happiness, and goodness.
Ta rang la mende pe rin na so pon yue ten zui an te mi ying sin ji ying ni rang la ne ne ba chen ni shung shung ji san tong ji ma res ta mende pe rit so kar ji shung yue na te rang la su su pe zhe pe de bu de rang ji ni ba res da ha ko ko des
So it's very important for us to understand that we run into more pains and problems in our life, but we cannot blame anybody else for our pains and problems, it is not as if that others have intentionally brought all these different kinds of problems into our lives, but rather we should try to understand how we ourselves are responsible for the experiences we go through in life. In other words, that our own karmic actions that we perform and accumulate bring forth all such experiences to us.
Le jule la mung pe marik patang ane te kona nye la mung pe marik pas ndus na mada jik ndus ni santang kudas.
So now if you wonder, you know, how do we bring sufferings to ourselves? And, you know, why do we do that? And how does that work? What we really need to understand is the underlying, if you will, mechanisms of our life and existence. For example, much of our actions are grounded in ignorance. And there are many types of ignorance, but two main types of ignorance are, number one, ignorance pertaining to the ultimate nature of phenomena. In other words, how do phenomena or things actually exist, their ultimate nature or their final mode of existence. Now we have ignorance pertaining to that reality. Number two, we have ignorance pertaining to a law of karma, karmic action and its results. So basically, because we are shrouded in or grounded in these different types of ignorance, so we engage in actions which bring forth suffering results.
Rangi megivi le savina jib duhin jumatel padimni te thamogoj da sing mikiba singit le jinela mo bimari pati singares.
Of the two major types of ignorance that I just mentioned, it is the ignorance pertaining to the law of karma that obscures our mind, and so we lack understanding of how karmic actions bring different results. We lack understanding of how different positive karmas or karmic actions, what they are and how they produce positive results, and what are the negative karmic actions and how they produce negative results.
Rangi ta tende sonsa rangi ini tam migiville rangi luta nga ta yi sumbuti ani ta yela nebe sinki yela nebe ri kandi chi sebe rangi lunga yi sumchi goni yela nebe ri kandi chi sebe ani ta ti ani migiville chagu yores.
In a broader sense, when we use our body, speech and mind to harm others or to hurt others, in other words, if we hurt others, either physically, verbally and mentally, such actions should be understood as harmful or negative karmic actions.
Tatil leti leti sani leti pa meba maje kyapo maje tambo maje na tatil leti namiteta pen loja chaton chama bo chineta kote ga deni namite ranlan junyo gores.
So once we have accumulated negative karmic actions, through our use of body, spirit, and mind, you know, if we don't purify ourselves of such negative karmic actions through confession practice or purification practice, even if you know, hundreds of years pass by, but still our negative karmic actions could bring their negative consequences or results.
You know, so that the any debit card is in the team. Me give relation to every kind of ta, do he do the round, me do it, do he, me do it, can it be round, ah, send the town, and they get some in at the summer, ta, me give relation, debit round pinkers.
So, what kind of negative results are we talking about? I mean, any kind of problem or suffering, difficulties that we experience in this life or in other lifetimes, these are the you know, negative consequences or the results of negative karmic actions that we ourselves have performed and accumulated.
Sometimes we give later, we give later, and we give later, and we give later, and
so negative karmic actions and negative consequences or results of those karmas are not one and the same thing. They are different.
So that, around some along, around some along, around any dungeta, medivit, and the duna, ranki, himal lame, and basata, the pa, mebazoyatan, sava pastaya, jinkevani, but the kitchenberries.
So why are we talking about these negative karmic actions and their results? Is just because if we do not want any kind of pain, problem, and unwanted things in our lives, then we got to do two things. Number one, whatever negative karmic actions that we have already performed and accumulated, we need to do purification practice. We need to purify ourselves of those negativities. Number two, we should learn not to repeat them or do any new negativities. Just as we accumulate negative karmic actions through our body, speech, and mind, so do we accumulate positive karmic actions of virtues through our body, speech, and mind.
That in the sadhu sanita, later, when a luchi lay in the this is Alinghantas Mandalu. When a later sadhu sanita, kulunting yavadu. Shivashima Pijil Pay Dungim Junata, and they call Koye Nelly Tabe, Tarn Tabe Compata, Toya the Chet and Dusinta, Luigi Gone, Shad Savatan, Kundu Shevatan, Lagone, Tayan Pu, Teva Pu, Nakendu Shevatan, each Gone, Teva Sheva, to some Lunga Yisu Gonia, Divi later, Lunga Yisu Gon Saga University Gones.
Of course, motivation plays a significant role in our in accumulation of both positive and negative karmic actions. Now, focusing on positive karmic actions, you know, first thing we need to generate positive motivation. From spirituality point of view, we should be focusing more on the betterment of our future lives rather than this lifetime. So in that sense, you know, our positive motivation should be directed at finding at least a good rebirth in the next life or future lives, to find complete freedom from cyclic existence of samsara, or to find complete enlightenment. With any of those kinds of motivation, now when we physically perform you know, actions such as we bow down to holy beings, sublime beings, or we do prostrations, that becomes a positive physical karma action. And out of such positive motivation, when we, you know, recite prayers or say praises in honor of enlightened beings and holy beings, that becomes a positive verbal karma or action. Out of such positive motivation, when we cultivate faith and appreciation in enlightened qualities, then that becomes a positive mental karma.
No, that the reason is when I less so the very less sadhu tane, you long chabe chimbu yore, kare isana, shama penge, and you koi dungeli, tavi chedo, da sha when lunga peluta ngata, and then give le kalichi, luta ngata, each give le kalichi vena, for the any that type just some tang, and then call it that call the Nesongo dungeli. 다른 탑이 공부도 해야 지진 거고 그래서 다야 데리 사고 맨날 랑글 응아지 레 교지 사비 공을 신기 타지 된다 사지 공부도 와 시키 더야 그 체도 아니 그 루지 레 당아글 레지 레 스타 비비 레 스타 인삼니 도세 그노 때 땅비이나 당기 준비 공부도 해야 지진 거고 그래서 this 타바도 당기 준비 공부도 해야 지진 거면 그 저가 시주 그래서
As I just mentioned, that motivation plays a very significant role in what we do and what kind of results that we will experience or accomplish from our actions. For example, if you know we are motivated to find complete freedom from samsara or sickly existence or nirvana, with that kind of motivation, whatever positive actions or karmas that we perform and accumulate through our body, speech and mind actions, such positive karmas become causes for us to find liberation or nirvana. Now take, you know, look at another way in terms of motivation. Now we generate the altruistic mind of enlightenment or bodhicitta motivation, that is altruistic state of mind seeking complete enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings. With that kind of a motivation, when we perform positive karmic actions through our body, speech and mind, then such actions of ours become causes for us to find complete enlightened state. Now you can see how the difference in motivation can lead to different spiritual goals.
Pena, okay, later. Lunga ke le gewe le ki kwa yin ya kono ko gon ta chejung cha ba chebi cha do bas
So the point I'm trying to drive home here is even if we perform the same positive karmic actions because of difference in the level and quality of our motivation that these same karmic actions would could lead to different you know results
so so that maraz chamalo pe moni toni dunghe ge dunghe le tendo tendo tarne ane thaji chebi omato be thaba thaji chebi omato be shebul karin gojna ta rang rangji yepe dangji marin pate me ba zaya ta thabla chengu ge
So taking for granted that we are all seeking complete freedom from samsara or cyclic existence, and beyond that we are seeking complete enlightenment or Buddhahood, now if we generate those motivations which accord with these spiritual goals that we are seeking, then what is really important for us to do in terms of practice is we should apply antidotes to counteract our grasping at self. Because that is a fundamental or what we call root delusion, which we need to uproot in order to find liberation and enlightenment.
So is that? Naranjo, Marie. Then Namjin was just on the Tony Sanders. Honey gave a shock at Rita, and you think it's China, you think a shot of someone around Dunny. Did you understand somebody motto? Rangi, McGee shot around the Yabat Pam, never said that Sanders get a comment to us.
I think that, you know, usually maybe our way of thinking perhaps is more focused on, you know, what kind of good things that we can do and accomplish in the sense of what are the remarkable qualities or insights or realizations that we would like to experience or accomplish. But maybe we think less in terms of what are the negativities that we should get rid of. What are the negativities that we already have accumulated, but we need to get rid of or purify ourselves of those negativities?
So, when the young people start giving short and live with chat, then someone runs to us and somebody 2000 in Tengu already. Rally Yepi, we give it to someone, Pam, never say the condition, Shibu and some look quite tongue around someone, Shidako, but never take each embrace.
The point I'm trying to make here is that maybe we like to think positively, but we maybe don't like to think, you know, things which involve negativities. So we would like to think positively in the sense of like, okay, how can I, you know, have a spiritual development or growth? How can I accomplish the good things in life? But we do not seem to think much about, you know, what are the negativities that I have already done or that, you know, I need to, you know, purify myself of. But the fact of the matter is that we could be wishing for all good things in life in terms of spirituality. But if we do not purify ourselves of negativities, then, I mean, we are stuck. We cannot accomplish what we are seeking. So maybe the example that I could give is that, you know, in a very ordinary sense, that maybe, you know, almost everybody wants to become rich and successful. But then, you know, many times it's just, you know, that's what people want to be rich, want to be successful, but don't pay much attention to all the other things involved in becoming rich and becoming successful.
So it's an around summer local. Should bring it summer local. Any round a year. Ani dungi de tarani, dungi de hakobashin, dungi tele tavi tavte, ani kandekin dukte, ante tavdi drumne, ani kodan, kajinga tangu dungi de tar, tavi tavada tajime kova topgoguyari.
So as the spiritual practitioners, first we need to understand the problematic situation in which we find ourselves in, what kind of sufferings exist, what kind of pains exist. Now having realized, you know, the nature of suffering and the existence of suffering, and then the next thing is, what can we do? What method is available to us? What practice is available to us, you know, that would enable us to, to deal with, to get rid of suffering that we do not want, and the kind of practice or the method that leads us to the state of freedom, freedom from suffering. I think many of ourselves, as with many other people, you know, we may have a tendency to undermine our own abilities and what we can do and what we can accomplish. So that's kind of what we call self-degradation or underestimation of one's own abilities is in a Buddhist literature recognized as a form of laziness. And as you have heard, Geshe-la say in English that, you know, we just tell ourselves, oh, that much I can't do it. You know, so we are in some way, undermine our own abilities to do things, and that becomes a big obstacle, as we pursue spirituality. If you think that, well, I can't do this practice, I'm not up to that level, I don't have this kind of skill, and so on, then we, you know, obviously that becomes an obstacle to do the practice.
Tuyaka tusueta nubata tini yuana ya tu maresa ni suzu kagun tuzi kaya wa tata rangna wachi mishiki yores.
So maybe we do have the skills. We are, you know, capable of doing certain practice just because of our mindset. When we tell ourselves that, no, I can't do it, I don't have the ability to do it, I don't have, you know, such and such skills, then, that becomes an obstacle, an obscuration. In our mind, and so we will not pursue practice.
Ranzo tanda taki tande mi lutin namba tapa ju tapi dundele kyo jumato na ni tai shiwa yenda yen lutin kongres.
Now, if we assess the situation more carefully, we are all very fortunate in that we have this wonderful human life and human abilities to do all sort of things. So, you know, having this kind of wonderful life, if we have a tendency to undermine our own abilities to do things, including the practice here, then once we lose this life, say we find ourselves in a different kind of a life situation, then it would be really difficult. And because of the situation, the situational constraints and the form of the life, that would really be difficult to do spiritual practice.
As a matter
of fact, the kind of life which we have is very much praised by, you know, Buddhas such as Shakyamuni Buddha, as well as many great Bodhisattvas, that we have almost we have the most suitable form of life, for spiritual practice and accomplishment. Our great masters have said that this fully endowed human form or precious human life, Deljor, the life with leisures and endowments and enriching factors, is as a matter of fact more precious than a wish-fulfilling gem or a jewel. So we need to understand the qualities of our life and how best we can use the qualities of our life for, higher actualizations. And then, great Bodhisattva Mahasattva Shantideva states in one of his works, as Geshe-la quoted the lines from his memory, where he tells us that we should understand the utility of this life. And he used the metaphor of how this life is like a boat, that we could use to the utmost benefit of ourselves so that we can cross the water or the ocean of suffering by making best use of this boat-like, wonderful human life. So he kind of wakes us up from our sleep or laziness. He said, you know what, this is not the time to nap, not time to, you know, sleep, but rather you should use this wonderful bird-like human you know, conditions that you have to be able to get across the ocean of suffering and to be in the state of freedom.
COVID ne de lo re tuks du yores ne tu yores ne tuk nani che de bete cheba che de tang arang me ten de res ti ima de ne chu yin.
When we talk about cyclic existence or samsara and all forms of life or beings in samsara, broadly stated, we often talk about six types of sentient beings, or often the language that's being used is six types of migrators. But of these six types of migrators or types of beings in samsara, we have the best life and capability for spiritual practice and accomplishment. And let me explain this more. Let's look at the other forms of life in samsara. Let's look at the hell beings in the hells. You know, they are tormented by suffering day in and day out. So being in such, you know, difficult situations, and it is rather very difficult, if not at all impossible, to think about even spirituality, let alone practicing it. And then in the case of predators or hungry ghosts, most of the time they are famishing for food and drink. You know, their major suffering is not finding food and drink. So that's how they spend their life day in and day out. But once in a while, maybe due to certain, you know, past good karma, they get a little bit of relaxation from that. But then, you know, they are not able to do any practice because of the lack of other conditions. There's nobody to teach Dharma, and they, you know, all these other conditions are not available. So therefore, again, pratas, you know, have a difficulty with, you know, having to do the practice. So then look at the lives of animals in general. And, you know, they really are not capable of doing practice. You have, your pets at home. You have cats and dogs, you know, however wonderful they are and loving. But, you know, they really do not have the same capacities that you do in order to understand spirituality and, you know, and to be able to cultivate spirituality or practice spirituality. In the Buddhist literatures, in a general sense, you know, animals are characterized as having what are called characterized by what called certain mental obscuration and called timo. It is not the same exactly as ignorance, but very closely related to that.
Well,
some of you might think like, oh no, they are very smart animals, you know, there are those, you know, different types of birds and animals, you can teach them to, you know, speak the human language. They can say, oh, mani peme home. Now, what about that? Well, it's nice that some of the birds and animals could do that, but really they don't say it out of the faith and the motivations that are required. So basically, as you heard Kishore say, it's like playing a tape recorder. Well, you can record your voice and the machine will say the same thing back. But the machine doesn't have those other conditions necessary, such as good motivation, faith, appreciation, nothing like that. And then look at the lives of what we call the demigods or asuras. Well, most of their life is spent, for security reasons in today's language. You know, they're fighting all the time with the gods or the divine beings. And their whole concern is, how can they protect themselves from the power of, divine beings. So they're constantly engaged in what we call battles with the divine being. So then imagine, would they find time to do practice now? Not really. Think of the many divine beings in samsara. While they are at a higher level of existence, they have many qualities that we don't have. They have higher power that we don't have. Having said that, but they are completely engrossed in the pleasures of celestial world. I mean, they have much more pleasures than we have. Ours are not really comparable to them at all. So, but that's the bad part. They are so much absorbed in the stuck in the pleasure experiences that they don't think of the importance of spirituality or and being able to practice spirituality.
Yeah.
Well, the point I'm trying to make here is, if we are too much carried away by excitement and the joy and there's some kind of worldly happiness or pleasures, then we really can't think of, Dharma or practice, can we? Let me give you an example. If we are at a big concert or a party, just we are having such a good time that loud music going on, all kinds of crowds cheering, being part of all that whole moment and environment, and do we really think of Dharma, its importance and practice? Can we really do practice in that environment?
Oh, yeah.
But then, if there's too much suffering and a problem, again, it would be very difficult to do practice or even think about practice. And the examples I gave earlier are related to hell beings and the hungry ghosts. They have so much suffering that they are kind of squashed. But, metaphorically speaking, by the suffering, it's rather very difficult to think of Dharma and practice. So when we fall into those two extreme then it's very difficult to do practice. But fortunately, we are somewhere in the middle, our life is. We don't have as much pleasure and excitement and joy like the divine beings. We don't have as much suffering and problem like the hell beings and the hungry ghosts. So therefore, our life is somewhere right in the middle, and that makes it, how our life is a very suitable life for spiritual practice and accomplishment.
Samaloke, eso raya de longa dan da indane so raya le kali khabo yor sonsa ate te kem de pe ngaran so ge cheje de ma songa shin thola ma tong be shin chu bu ya ge chim be shibre is
it's really very important for us to understand the preciousness of our human life and its capability for spiritual accomplishment and make best use of our life. Otherwise, if we miss this opportunity, it would be a tremendous loss and there's no way to gain it back. Let me give you an example to illustrate my point here. Imagine a blind person finds, by whatever reason, by accident or whatever the case may be, a diamond in his hand. For some reason, the diamond slips out of the hand and it rolls, and it is lying with all other rocks around. I mean, wouldn't it be really difficult for the blind person to get that diamond back, gain it back? Because there are so many rocks and, can't see anything. So just like that, once you lose this great life and wonderful opportunity to do practice, then there's no way to gain it back. It's very difficult to regain this kind of life and opportunity. But when we talk about cultivating spirituality or practicing Dharma, but don't just have this kind of a very grandiose concept in the mind, oh my God, now I have to do something big, something, high-sounding and profound-sounding, and I don't have that power, and then we kind of feel constrained and restricted and limited. No, they don't have that mindset.
Gewa dhuji tere. Ta tenya tangbo gan chenpo tere, diwa chenpo ponya de, kyo chenpo tuya ka tanda yuwa ma. Kali rinpe, chung jene yan doze, rinpe jene doze, yaa ten rogore. Sesa, tenya zani, tangbo gan chenpo shibi san tangbo yina, ane kyo dhuji tuya ka ta nga chen chaya ka nyinga yuwa.
So when we talk about practicing Dharma, of course, it is a process we have to go through. It is a gradual process. We begin with the simple things, and then as we learn the simple things and, we get rid of the negativities which are easier to get rid of, then we slowly move to a higher level and deal with other levels of negativities to get rid of, for example. So right from the beginning, we cannot think of like, okay, I want to get rid of the greatest negativities I have accumulated. Maybe that's rather very difficult to do it. But we start from small, and then we slowly, as we progress in our practice, then we our levels of practice pick up and go higher. Then we do a higher level of practice. So we have to see practice as a process that we have to go through. If right from the beginning we just kind of jump into something big, we think, okay, that's what I need to do, high sounding, profound sounding thing, that might become an obstacle in a way that we get like, okay, now I couldn't handle it, and therefore practice is not for me, and whatever, and then we might just drop the whole thing, and it could become an obstacle. So we should start from the ground and work upward.
Rangke, dipa papanya ta gewa dhuya te rangke shekuru matu me yin le tik teke yin dhapta, me yin se nyoye dhapta dhita. Ane jik dhendishke shiya yamari susi rangto ne, shekuya te ngayabadu santo ne, shepa shekuru te.
So I'm sharing these few things as I often do before I go back and continue from the text where we left off, things which I feel are very important for all of us, that as we talk about practicing Dharma, that's something we talk about, what we do in everyday life. How can we stop doing negativities? How can we purify ourselves of negativities? And how do we do the positive things and so on? But this is something each of us need to do on our own. It is an individual response. responsibility to stop creating negativities, to purify one's negativities, to do positive actions, to enhance positivities. We cannot assign this to somebody else. You know, we can say, oh, I don't have time, but can you do it for me and then I'll pay you? Okay? Or can you do that for me now and then I'll, you know, substitute something for you next time? You just can't, you know, negotiate and schedule like this. You know, there's no way to do this. It's something each of us need to do in everyday life. Again, somebody did it again.
Tāyāṁ zhēpa gōyā tā kītā kālī kāpā rī, kōntrā lē tsādhī tāni zhēpa gōyā tā kālī kāpā dūsā nī kāpā rī sāndhī yājīyā mā rī, kāpā yuān nā yā, kāpā tāṅdā lāṅ nī, yā nī zhēpa tā gōṅ gā rī sāndhī, tā gōṅ gā bā tā tēmbrī chī kī sāndhī dūwa.
So last week we were talking about, the importance of cultivating patience or tolerance. And as the great Indian master Adisha was telling us, that when we encounter what we call the objects of patience, the special ones who give us maybe hard time or, you know, challenges us, so that time we really need to use all the more efforts and vigilance to do, to be patient. We should not dispense like, okay, this is rather very difficult, okay, and now I'm already angry, mad, so it's not going to work. However difficult it is, you know, we need to remember our old promise or the pledge to, you know, to patience. And so we need to, generate the patience of willingly accepting difficulties on ourselves and bring patience into the situation.
Ngaranzo reduchungi dombata tagana yigi chimbe dombata a chimbe da chamju dombata tagana ye nga shangi sebi dombata ma je dombata jo ane langi ta mangbu yar bas jeza domba lang chan ne ne kene je chan ding gi sungu yin ze ke lang chan ne de ma sung ba shi jo ma ka ka li khabur is de ja ji ma res
And so once we have already met the pledge or the promise to do something, you know, then however difficult it is, we cannot break promise. And it is in some sense too late to change our mind. We already met the promise. And how does this apply to all of us as practitioners? That, we have, taken a refuge precept. That means we have promised or pledged to keep the refuge precepts. And then, you know, some of us have taken the monastic ordination. So that means we have pledged to observe monastic vows. And so many of us have taken Buddhist tantra ethics of the vows. Many of us have taken tantric ethics of the vows. So all of these ethics of the vows involve commitment and pledges. So once we have already pledged to observe any of these or all of the above vows, now we cannot back out and say, no, this is rather too difficult and I changed my mind, I'm not going to do it. Just can't do it.
Kādam mikāke, chebad ke malanko ne, anshigures, kāwātam mikāke, toche tenese, tambur ke malanko, tam machi pe tu na yin chi su tatare. Ane ke lang ke malang ko su su tu tam tu su ko su su le danga tang ji de barbas. Ta ke lang chan en te ka bu re sen ta ga me bre sta na ngro.
As it is stated here in the text that, you know, before we made such promises or the pledges or commitments, yes, we had every right to make our decision. And that was the right time to find out, you know, is it really going to be difficult for me to make such pledges or the promises, you know? And then if we thought that, well, this would be rather very difficult, then, you know, we can make our choice not to take them or take whatever we could give, you know, pledges. But, you know, once you have, we have passed that stage, we already promised and pledged to, you know, keep the commitments and practices, now we cannot retreat and step back and say, okay, I'm going to start it all over again. You know, you can't do that.
Well, nice. That thing meant to be paringa te al tam mangundu was penning, and you did chimbali sigi na penna, me yin pendo sigi na yako, ke... The group Pento said to them, Matu, when Tambo San Tango Matu, Matu took men and they took the shaking is in the Kate Langita, the Gamers. They call Kate Laman the Great and the Social England teaching Toja Shiaka, Totan the Social Yaka.
So the point which is being made here is, I think, applicable to many situations in our life. Like in case of like a lay people, as even lay practitioners, you know, or in our life, that, you know, we have every right to think about and make a decision whether I want to, you know, commit myself to help somebody else or get involved in certain projects or whatever. But once we made a decision and we said, okay, we are committed to do that, then it is rather, you know, not nice and even good to back, you know, off that and say, no, I changed my heart and mind now. You see, well, if we are not sure, don't make the commitment, don't get involved in projects and so forth.
Te geni ke lani doma da sudan gebe yina ke lam tam ke ne se deli nyam na se ta sa ta lam hupa yin pes lima lima res alta ke lani ani ke lam tam ke ne ta so si doma da su sunya ke lam tam ke ne ante dan gebe shebe yina sa ta lam del hupa res kana.
So once we have made a pledge or a promise or a commitment, and then if we break it, we transgress our, you know, pledge, then, you know, that's not good, because now we have deceived our spiritual gurus or lamas and our meditational deities, because after all, it is in their presence we make pledges and promises to vows and
practice.
So now, I mean, we should rather remind ourselves that, okay, I already promised myself to keep the commitment to do the practice in the presence of my gurus and meditational deities, and however difficult it is going to be, you know, there I cannot, you know, back out of this whole thing, but rather, you know, I will remember my promise and, you know, put up with the difficulties and, you know, try my best to keep the commitment.
Well, Tandy.
So now what follows is the purpose of being at Kornba. Remember the Kornba, we said it could be understood as being at a monastery or being in a solitude. And so what is the reason or the purpose of being, you know, in a solitude? And the solitude could apply to, like, whether one is a monastic practitioner or a lay practitioner, it doesn't matter. One could be in a solitude. But if we read it to meaning of a monastery, then of course it only applies to monastic practitioners.
Java pong pong chis talin gubat tambut nidin pata pan relation at poma pong chidres dikana.
So what does the purpose of being in a solitude involve? One of the purpose is, you know, we isolate ourselves from from involvement with worldly activities and people. And
another
purpose, which applies probably more to the monastic practitioner, is to abandon clinging and attachment to one's family and relatives. That is another purpose of being at a monastery or being in a solitude. So what is the reason for even, you know, for those purposes is, you know, if we get involved with, you know, worldly activities and worldly people, if we get involved in, you know, clinging and attachment to the family and relatives and so forth, then now, you see, we are caught up in the deluded, desires and aspirations. And so therefore, all these deluded desires and aspirations, you know, bind us in samsara or single existence. Because our goal is to get out of samsara, not to stay in. Attachment is a big binding factor of our being in samsara or cyclical existence. As great master Manjushri Samatsangapa or Jerembuche or Jawalosandaba states, as Geshe-la quoted the lines from his memory, he said that attachment to things and people is just like a lasso that binds us and keeps us within the prison of samsara or cyclical existence. Now, if we are bound by a lasso or a rope of attachment, then we need to break this rope in order to be free, free from samsara. And I feel even in, especially in the contemporary time, I think that is even a bigger issue in attachment.
I think
in our days it seems to be much more difficult to get rid of an abandoned clinging attachment to things and people in our world, and also isolating. It's rather difficult for us these days to isolate ourselves from getting involved in many things with people and worldly activities. So what we are experiencing now is something that had already been predicted by Buddha Kashyapa.
Langbuchi, 이는 다 타르니 나마데 마타베스데 토아제니 다 레데브티 도시 만만 미브리
during you know Buddha Kashyapa is the Buddha, you know, who preceded Shakyamuni Buddha, just to give you the context. And during his time, a human could live 1,000 years. Is very long as compared to ours. And so at his time, there was a king, Indian king by the name of Titi. King Titi had, you know, number of dreams, prophetic dreams, as a matter of fact. So when he consulted Buddha Kashyapa about those dreams he experienced, because he was rather concerned that, you know, weird things might happen to his kingdom, then Buddha clarified what those, you know, dreams meant. And one of the dreams he had was that once he dreamt of a huge elephant, you know, who basically got out of a hole, his whole body and the big head and the trunk and everything, leg, but only the little tail got stuck in something. You know, he couldn't get the tail out.
Yes. Ani himang apa tu itu lah. Ani rasul tu tu ani cincin ni tan ni cincin ni macam apa sih ni. Ata tu ni ke. Sih tak kerja kerja. Ani susu ani ni tu tan tu ni lah. Ani coba pompa pompa sih. Tu tu ni yang lu yang lu sih cim mandi lu sih bete. Tu ni yang kita sekarang nampak apa.
So when Buddha Kashyapa was consulted about this dream, and Buddha Kashyapa told the king, you don't have to worry anything about, you know, this dream with regard to your life or people in your kingdom or your time, but this has a relevance to, you know, the time of Shakyamuni Buddha, especially at the end of, his, you know, era, or the end of the life of his teaching. And then Kashyapa explained that, you know, what this meant is that at the end of the teaching of Shakyamuni Buddha, monastic practitioners, you know, they may kind of get out of their homes, which is called renouncing home or getting out of homes, but then they might still get involved, you know, and get attached to. They might be, you know, attached to families and relatives. So, you know, that bit of the attachment, you know, remains in them. So this is what the issue, you know, what this is about. So the way it was said was like, you know, monastic beings at the end of Buddha Shakyamuni's teaching, you know, they could get out of the bigger home, but then they get stuck in a smaller one.
Out of the family. But think of the family still there. That is any encouragement. The point is, the balan dimbala soba, obatang iwi juchin sheba, juchin tangi membership is that it. The point is, ani tangi mbote, ani yidin batang, yidin batang, dele pong watang, yidule kemba pong na, ta yundi karyosana, pangpes, the balan dimbala soba. Pada depan anda mesti cakap langsung betul. Ini tak, kaji nyombi bersuat. Ini sokai. Dan inwa nyombi bersuat sun. Jauh inwa tu zaten nyombi cinta tu nyombi juga. Jadi, tadi mebel seni tu, jodoh cinta tu macam apa seni? Ada trik juga yang harus.
So being in a solitude, if one isolates oneself from involvement with worldly activities and people, and one abandons attachment and clinging to family and relatives, so what good is that, if you ask, is that then one, you know, one will have much less distractions in one's life to do practice, and one will have less deluded desires and aspirations. Aspirations, and so therefore, in other words, for a practitioner in a solitude, so you are really isolating yourself from causes and conditions which are, you know, much obstacles to one's practice.
This happened in any ranki, Sanju just same Rumbuchilla, Tawa Yimpes, this Sanju just same going at Tatandrika, and they gave a shola, Tembalata, Ata, Shukrapo Yungres.
So being free of such distractions and the causes and conditions of distractions for one's practice, then now what one is left with is just simply focus on cultivating the most precious bodhicitta. So one can focus on cultivating precious bodhicitta.
That thing done there in the that sonsa ni tembe shawa nyamje tongu simji yesu kiti cham manda kins ni tembe shawa nyamgore sang ti toba toba kiti cham tene tene ke ni toba she yesu nangji ga mares banando.
So the Adisha goes on to tell, you know, here that, you know, one should not let, even for a moment, to follow the worries and the concerns which are related with, you know, worldly existence and worldly activities. So don't let, even for a moment, for one's mind to be dragged into all such worries and concerns. So what is being said is that I said that you know, Adisha was addressing these issues with regard to, you know, a monk practitioner. And so as a monk practitioner, then one should really, this applies directly to oneself. But what I want to say here is, you know, as lay practitioners, you have your family members thing. It does not mean at all that you shouldn't take care of your family and you should not be concerned with your family members, you know, well-being and all that. It does not mean that. You, of course, need to be concerned and take care of your family and relatives. But in another sense that whether we are a monastic practitioner or lay practitioner, doesn't matter, if we have already taken bodhisattva's vows and commitments, we have committed ourselves to benefit other sentient beings as much as we can. So in that regard, you know, if we can do something to help others, you know, of course we have to do that. We cannot isolate ourselves from not helping others. We have that commitment.
So that Tabaradushan and the Tsuepe, any time the catch of wonky, any pay yell, any tatosi at any associate, and the catch of wonky, one to Masumba, any time, gave any time, Christian, Kuno, any gave a queen in honey, any tatosi at it.
So as we care for others, we try to help others, we as practitioners, you know, should not do that out of attachment, deluded attachment, that's understanding to others. And this is even more applicable to the monastic practitioners, you know, should not do anything, even helping others, out of attachment, deluded attachment. So we should see that our motivation is, you know, just to benefit others, but not out of deluded attachment. It should not be.
Tati yang noju ya marisa, tada, kaba raju shumu tir tayo, tada, dhuse, raju namchis, kaba yin nari tsume yin, tada, raju namchi, ditin patan, dehe maje, ane raan ke, tada, chimtan, ane, dehe maje song yad, kare sana, dekha jo wang maje song yor matu, shitani shena, ane, tanzo ane, kipran zingur basi, ye kipran zingbi, kienzin tanga, anzo, jilu yogu gar basi.
Let me clarify one thing here again, you know, what I have just been explaining to you, the statements of great Adisha, which was all addressed to a monastic practitioner. Now, even here, the monastic practitioners, monks and nuns, what it really means is, of course, you have to have the cherishing attitudes towards others. So it doesn't mean that you should not talk to other people, just completely cut off, you know, all the, how should I say, from other people, or not to take care of one's relatives and friends and other people. Of course we need to do that. We have made a commitment to cherish others. That's a big part of our practice. But what it really means is see that as we do that, we are not doing it out of deluded attachment and out of worldly concerns and attitudes.
No. You see, CAO, what is that? Vietnamese language. CAO. Yes, I think. Okay. Wait, Nguyen. Tang Nguyen, I think. Yes. Middle one's okay, liver. So, that's the one. I think today is the anniversary for dead. 1973, he passed away. So, one that's one. Then things are strong. You've been.
I have few names here, and then also after prayer request, I have re-announcement to make. Okay, the prayer request is for two people who have passed away, one with more recently than the other. I passed on the March 13th of this year. Her name is Assumption Mary Cruz. And another one passed away on March 6th is Christina Maria Baltarama. And so prayers have been requested for them. And just to make a re-announcement, which we actually announced this last week, but just to remind you again, on June 7th, I think it's a Wednesday, at 7:30 in the evening, Kejila will be giving refuge vows at TDL. And after that, he will also continue to introduce the Yungne practice, the practice of fasting retreat of Arya Avalokiteshvara, Buddha of Compassion. And then on June 10th and 11th, Saturday and Sunday, the practice sessions will begin at 5 in the morning, and there will be full day sessions and practices. And then on June 12th, which should be Monday, I think, 5 in the morning, one more session, and where you will be relieved of the vows of fasting retreat, and so you will also be served light breakfast. Okay. And I think soon you will be able to find this information on the website. We have got just three names and prayer requests here, but we also need to think of all others who have passed away recently or this very moment. And we send our prayers for their well-being, that may they be able to find good rebirth, precious human lives, so that they will be able to study and practice Dharma. May they be able to come under the care and guidance of qualified spiritual gurus or the masters, and may they be able to pursue spirituality, understand it, and be able to make spiritual progress based upon their own efforts.
So
as we pray for the dead, we also think about the living, and pray for the living as well, that, you know, may we all be free from obstacles in our practices and be and are able to have success in our spiritual development.
Tinzi shiba tamana shi kule kiabe tembata, tuji inota da meme hulu yuma kyo. Ani kyo dungkingi shiwa pama namshi, kundi ji shawa nam yisan tan drupata. Angi tinzi kamda da gendo, mitsibi gito da geni, tuji inota da meme hulu yuma kyo.
Whatever merit we have accumulated together this morning, from my side giving you the teaching and from your side receiving the teaching, may our merit contributes to the flourishing of Buddha Dharma throughout the universe. May His Holiness the Dalai Lama and all other great holy masters live long, and may their visions benefiting sentient beings be spontaneously accomplished. May practitioners from all traditions remain healthy, harmonious, and be successful in fulfilling their spiritual aspirations. May these and other world systems be free of all kinds of unwanted pains and problems. In short, we dedicate our collective marriage for all kind mother sentient beings to be free from the fears and dangers of two types of mental obscuration, and may we all reach complete enlightened state quickly.
Honest.
I didn't
care.
Honest.